A Scottsdale library is hosting an exhibit of historic photos of the city in honor of the 50th anniversary of the opening of City Hall and Civic Center Library. They show people and scenes from Scottsdale ranging more than 100 years back. I met Wendy Ryson at Appaloosa Library in North Scottsdale to get a look at it. She's exhibitions and collections curator for the Scottsdale Public Art Program, and I asked her about the process for picking the photos that are up on the wall.
The thing that attracted me out of these hundreds of pictures were the people, to be able to look in the eyes of people who have been here in the past and just imagine what life was like there and how they felt about what their lives were like.
It's interesting because a lot of times when you look at historical photos of Phoenix or the Valley, you see sort of open space where buildings are now, or you see the landscapes, what they looked like then versus now. In most of these photos, if not all of them, you actually see people. There might be some landscapes or buildings in the background, but in the foreground, there are people.
Yep. The first photograph is just a picture of the canal banks, which is very barren of people, but everything else is all about the people. You know, Scottsdale is gorgeous. We've got the mountains. We've got the views, but I think for a change, I wanted to really emphasize, you know, the people who made Scottsdale what it was. They were here when there was nothing here and no AC, no freeways. So they were, you know, our pioneers.
Was there a particular time period that you were looking for when you were selecting which images would be up here?
Well, mostly it's pre-1950, 1960. I go from like 1901 to 1968. It's basically the time range. And mostly it's about the celebration of Benny Gonzalez's creation of City Hall and the library in downtown Scottsdale. So that's kind of where we're sort of coming from. But really, it's more about further past than that.
What do you think that people learn about Scottsdale looking at this exhibit in totality?
I think we've come a long way. Everything was so small then. People were very associated with one another. It was a much tighter community, I guess you could say. A little kitschy, but mainly the kids, they went to school, they played with marbles, they swam in the canal, they went to high school. You know, everybody had their lives here. And that's kind of what I'm really attracted to.
Was this to some extent like a walk down memory lane for you? I know a lot of these photos are from before you were born and before your consciousness, but it must have been kind of cool as a resident, a native of Scottsdale, to look at what your city looked like back in the day.
Yeah, there's a picture of the Little Red Schoolhouse, which is now on the Civic Center Mall, and it's a museum, but that was the first schoolhouse, and then it went and turned into the first police station. There's a great picture of the Howdy Doodettes. When I was in high school, all the cheerleaders really wanted to be a Howdy Doodette, and they've got these fantastic, kitschy outfits with the circle fringe skirt and the white cowboy boots and a white cowboy hat, and it's just the most adorable picture. That just brings back great memories for me.
How many, I would imagine that this is a very, very small percentage of the photos that you had to choose from in the city's collection.
That's right. I got a small selection of the city's collection, about 200 pictures to choose from. And let me tell you, it was really difficult, but I was able to bring it down to about 25 pictures. I wish I had more space, but they're fantastic.
I want to ask you about the location of this exhibit, because you're talking about the history of Scottsdale. And when most, if not all, of these photos were taken, the place where we're standing right now, I'm guessing, was open desert. There was nothing probably anywhere near here. Was that an intentional choice?
Not really an intentional choice, but you're right. I mean, this location in North Scottsdale was just right outside of Rawhide. And when they built this library, to the east of us, there was just pretty much nothing. You could see the McDowell Mountains from here. And even since this place has been built, there's been so much change. There's lots more building out. There's more shopping out here. Change is eternal.
Is that something that you think some of these photos maybe portray to some degree?
I think it's a good reminder, sure, that we're evolving continually here in Scottsdale from very small to very cosmopolitan, and we're spreading out and doing good things.
So are there a couple photos that you particularly like that we can look at?
Yeah, let's take a look at the Travelarians. In 1950, a tourist group named the Travelarians.
It's a great name.
Oh, it's so hilarious. They came and they had a beautiful picture of themselves in front of the cowboy sign that we have still down in downtown Scottsdale. obviously they're from out of town and they're here on a summer holiday.
So you mentioned the Howdy Doodads, and there's a photo of them down this way. Can we take a quick look? Because you mentioned some of the costumes that they were wearing, and I have to say that they are fantastic.
Yeah, there's one of the three of them in front of the Valley Ho, and then another one where they're standing in front of a Cadillac and twirling their lariats and all just kind of like in a parade. And, you know, in the 1960s, the Scottsdale Chamber of Commerce got these lovely young ladies to be the ambassadors for Scottsdale.
All right. Wendy, thanks a lot.
Thank you.